close the public hearing. Well, gentlemen, that brings us item four on the agenda, other business. And the first item is subdivision 2005-71, Delaware Land Associates time extension.
This is a request for a one-year time extension. You granted preliminary approval for 49 lots on November 20th of 2006, and you have granted three extensions on December 12th of 07, October 16th of 08, and November 12th of 09. This is a fourth request for an extension. On September 12th of this year, the commission deferred action for a more detailed letter from the applicants on what's been completed with this subdivision. I'm in receipt of all agency approvals except for DelDOT. I provided you a copy of the request from the applicant's attorney. As that letter stated, there's a pending civil action involved with this, and that's what the holdup is to date.
So the DelDOT approval, they can't get because it's in litigation.
According to their letter, yes. Yeah.
And the litigation was initiated by a neighboring property owner.
I believe it was a state of Delaware.
State of Delaware. I mean, in other words, it wasn't them, or they said, or they weren't certain of their boundaries. Somebody else came in and said, well, we have an issue with your boundaries. So, okay.
That's the one at Middleborough Pond, right?
Pond, yes. Yeah.
Next to the cemetery.
That name just throws me every time.
Yeah.
Well, Counselor, when we're dealing with a legal situation like this, does it not behoove the commission to defer action on it or to give an extension given the unusual circumstances?
I would think that, you know, in this case, the circumstances were really outside their control. I mean, and it sounds like, from what Mr. Abbott stated, you know, they've done everything they can. It's almost that what's a reasonable thing is to sort of put the time period on hold almost till they, you know, get some conclusion to the legal quiet title action. You know, it seems like it's totally fair to me to allow them additional time simply because they can't move forward, I mean, through no fault of their own.
Do we just grant them a certain time period, or do we grant them a certain number of days after decision rendered on the appeal or litigation? That we wouldn't have to see it again if it took another year or two.
Maybe a way to do it would be, that they have an extension 6 months from the date of the final order in the Court of Chancery matter. You know, that way we're not back here reviewing how long it takes them to go through Chancery. You know, that final order, which would be an opinion that would be public, would trigger a six-month time period. And they may need more time, hopefully not, but, you know, at least it's a minimal amount of time at first to get them going.
Is that where it is in Chancery?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got everything else but.
Everything but they'll not approval, yes.
Yeah, because I recall Mr. Christianberry being here before the commission about this matter previously, and he talked about the extent that they'd gone to that point to get this project underway. And I know that we as a commission have taken a hard look at the extra extensions that have come before us, the fourth extension, et cetera. And I think based on information that's been provided to us, I think they meet that exception.
So, Vince, if that were worded, it would be an extension for 6 months from the pending decision of the Chancery Court.
Yes.
And then if they appeal that, then we'd have to look at it again and do the same thing.
Yeah, then at least they'd still have to come back.
But they'd have to appeal to the Supreme Court for the state of Delaware.
That's right. That's right.
That might be a while.
being it's the state, that could happen too.
Well, we have a pretty light schedule for the next year, so I guess having another hearing may not be a big deal, but you know, giving them a year is not a big deal either, so it's just, folks are going to act whenever they get through the legal smiggle stuff, it appears.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2005-71, Delaware Land Associates request for a time extension. My motion is for approval of an extension in time for this project to that the extension would be in effect for 6 months after a judgment by the Court of Chancery in the pending legal matters.
And I would just reference in that motion just the civil action number, which is 5009-MG.
And specifically the civil action number 5009-MG.
Second that motion.
Gentlemen, we have a motion and a second for an affirmation by Mr. Johnson as stated by Mr. Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.